Module 3, Designing Assignments and Assessments for Online Light. Shortly after COVID-19 hit, an image that was created in 2018 below circulated the internet, and it describes the journey of teaching in 2020. It comes as a timely reminder that the task ahead is one that is not easy, nor will it be one of perfection. Most of all, it is a reminder that you are not alone. Before we get started, it is an imperative that you remind yourself that the transition to online teaching and learning is a journey. So far, you've explored the integral components of building a bulletproof online course, which includes creating a course syllabus and structure for online teaching, working with the online learner, facilitating teaching and learning online, and building community and student engagement online. Now you're going to be introduced to how assignments and assessment work in an online environment. Throughout this section, you will be introduced to some concepts and ideas to explore. This section does not provide a cookie-cutter approach to what to do with your assignments and assessment practices because every course is unique. Take a look at what others have done and some recommendations you can use as you begin the journey of redesigning your courses. Read through what you need and don't be afraid to explore further. There is plenty of supportive research and help posted online from teachers around the world, and you don't have to recreate the wheel. This section of the bootcamp is intended to help you keep it simple and build on what you have already created for your current course delivery, but make it more accessible for online learning. In this section, you will be able to explore alternative assignment ideas you can use to tweak, recreate, or design new assignments for your online courses, types of scoring criteria that you can use to help your students successfully complete assignments and navigate your courses, tips for designing alternative assignments and assessments to help you tweak your current modes of delivery without completely overhauling what you already have. So now what? Which will help you piece together these sections for exactly what you need to do as you prepare for your course, and an FAQ section that links to some useful templates, guides, and questions to help you redesign your course. Think of this as your toolbox for recreating your course in an online environment. You can revisit these sections as you need throughout the foreseeable future. Don't forget to build on your strengths, passions, and the moments you find magical in your classrooms.